One of the godfathers of funk, George Clinton, celebrates his 80th birthday today. He led the bands Parliament and Funkadelic, and this month marks the 50th anniversary of one of Funkadelic's most influential songs, Maggot Brain. NPR also celebrates 5 decades this year, and as part of our look at cultural classics hitting their 50th birthday, Eric Deggans caught up with Clinton himself and a few other experts to learn how a group that started as a Motown-style R&B band released one of the most important guitar anthems of the 70s.
There are few solos in pop music more distinctive than the one unleashed by guitarist Eddie Hazel in Funkadelic's mind-melting classic, Maggot Brain. And if you don't believe me, consider these experts. Vernon Reid, lead guitarist for Grammy-winning rockers Living Color.
It is a piece of music to evoke the ghosts of the past. It evokes the suffering. It evokes the joy. You know, it's a masterwork.
Cultural critic and author Greg Tate, a founding member of the Black Rock Coalition.
Eddie has this thing that just comes out of like his own kind of anguish and sorrow. This is like a cry in every note.
And the great granddaddy of funk rock himself, George Clinton, who says he told Hazel just before recording Maggot Brain to play as if someone had told him his mother died.
Eddie's playing all the feeling in the world, and my mother used to call him old crying Eddie. He could cry so good it was pretty.
Clinton says it was all part of his plan to create a song and album that fans might return to decades later. But it took a little time for Funkadelic to work up to their magnum opus. And the journey reaches all the way back to 1967 with a hit called Testify. And don't you know that I just wanna testify? Back then, Clinton's group was called the Parliaments, a Temptations-style singing outfit. But Clinton was increasingly drawn to blending psychedelic rock and funk, especially when the Parliaments toured with classic rock bands.
Vanilla Fudge was one of the groups we went out with. We didn't have no instruments. So we borrowed the Vanilla Fudge's instruments. That stuff was so loud. But we realized right then, this is what it is that makes them sound like that.
Clinton eventually turned the Parliaments into a rock-edged group called Funkadelic, and they emerged at a pivotal time. Jimi Hendrix died in 1970, leaving legions of guitarists, especially black musicians like guitar phenom Eddie Hazel, wondering how to extend his legacy. Traditional R&B stars like the Temptations were experimenting with new sounds, like on their 1970 hit, Psychedelic Shack. Clinton saw white rock bands and their audiences focused on old blues artists his mother liked. If he could modernize an old blues groove with Hendrix-level guitar, maybe audiences would come back to that 15 years later. Clinton created a 10-minute ballad to open the album, which would also be called Maggot Brain. He unleashed Hazel, who'd been listening to artists like Hendrix, Sly Stone, and Cream. The whole band played with Hazel, but Clinton pulled most of the bass and drums out of the sound mix, leaving room to layer even more echo effects on the guitar. Greg Tate, the cultural critic, compares Maggot Brain to jazz legend John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, a towering artistic statement that inspired countless other musicians.
Well, it was a movement. It's basically what everybody learned from Sly and Jimmy was that you didn't have to have a lead singer. You just needed to have a great band.
Hazel died in 1992, and although funk rock fans know his name, Living Color's Vernon Reid says black guitar heroes like Hazel and Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers were often overlooked, left off the covers of music magazines by a white-dominated music establishment that didn't quite accept them.
I mean, they were denied their rightful place. There's no two ways about it. I feel very grateful. I wouldn't exist without these brothers that did their thing. But it's wild to me. You know, guitar is such a polarized area.
Stars like Widespread Panic and Childish Gambino have paid tribute to Maggot Brain. Clinton later developed a more commercial sound with the funk-oriented band Parliament. But he still features Maggot Brain in live shows, watching his theories about building an audience over generations play out in real time.
We were too white for black folks and too black for white folks. But the people that really liked us stayed with us forever. Grateful Dead, widespread panic. All of us had that, those same kind of fans that be, you know, the grandparents be there with their kids. It's like going to the circus.
Somewhere, you might imagine Eddie Hazel looking down and smiling at the revolution he helped inspire. I'm Eric Deggans.